This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wow, we're in the center of the zeitgeist. I barely just slid into my chair here because we've got so many big breaking news stories that we're working on right now that are so exclusive and so important. I can tell you I've talked to the highest levels of the media food chain about the Congressman Matt Gaetz situation. I've also talked to his good personal longtime friend and confidant, Roger Stone. I have made a lot of other phone calls and ascertained exactly what's going on with the whole Matt Gaetz extortion deep state takeover. Roger Stone joins us coming up in the second hour today, and he's still getting all the details together right now, but it definitely Matt Gaetz is telling the truth, what he said on Tucker Carlson last night. But we have, as they say, the rest of the story, and the globalists want us off the air so you don't learn the rest of the story so they can lie and gaslight everybody. That's coming up. Then in studio, Stuart Rhodes, and we've got Politico reporting that the political case against almost everybody that, quote, attacked the Capitol is going to fall apart because they were waved in by police, and most of them didn't even not walk between the velvet ropes. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers in studio with his lawyer coming up today in the third hour. And I will continue to host into the fourth hour, and then we have another guest host joining us partway in. But I've got so much to cover. G. Gordon Liddy died, a great guy, great patriot, great talk show host, great American. Boy, if the FBI was like him today, we wouldn't be in this problem that we're in with these communists and globalists. We've got that. We've got the open announcement of the global ID run by China openly in our news, total insanity there. We have Biden acting like a total psychotic with his staff acting like rabid hyenas or something towards the media, and the media groveling. I mean, we are witnessing incredibly historic times. You know, in fact, guys, there's an InfoWars article about the case falling apart and feds shocked that they're going to have to drop all the cases. But I actually want the Politico article that's linked in that. I forgot to tell you about that. So give me that Politico article that they're going to have to not get jail times. These people on the left's totally panicking because I can't find that now in my stack and I just had it. It's all coming up today. Separately, commerce is the way to fight these people. That's why they're blacklisting people, deplatforming, taking Trump's bank accounts, taking our bank accounts, getting rid of Parler, trying to shut down Gab. People have to move their systems away from this. Well, you know, we wouldn't be on air if it wasn't for Epic, one of the only true domain registrars on a reseller. There's only like two of them that leave conservatives and Christians up now. Even AR15.com had their domain seized. That's a mainline gun site by GoDaddy. They wouldn't give it back for a while. So go to InfoWarsDomains.com, that's Epic, and you get the lowest prices on moving domains you already have or registering domains or servers or protected systems. They've got all the services you need, and they are expanding. And I can tell you that they've even headhunted some of our crew over to them. They're such big fans, which is fine. So they're building our escape pod over there. I'll just tell you point blank. So InfoWarsDomains.com, you want to move away from the New World Order. If your domain is with anybody else, you are insane. Go there now. Go to InfoWarsDomains.com, and a very small part of your moving your domain or signing up goes to us. Doesn't increase the price. It's the same price, lowest price. We just get a small percentage of it to fund our operation. InfoWarsDomains.com. Move there now. InfoWarsDomains.com, powered by the great folks at Epic. And then separately, if you want the highest quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere, ladies and gentlemen, become bulletproof at Citizen Stronghold Com. It's a long-term sponsor, but now they've upped their production in the U.S., bigger factories. They're ready to ship. They could never sponsor us because we'd sell them out in the day. Now they're big. They got the highest quality body armor at the lowest price. It's going to blow you away. 10% off. Promo code Alex at CitizenStronghold.com. 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 We'll be right back with massive exclusive news. Stay with us.
You have until Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales of the year, the InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. More than 20 of our top best-selling items are all 50% off with free shipping. That makes some of them almost loss leaders. In fact, we're breaking even on the Emrix Essentials. 15 different high-quality organic essential oils, 3 different organic hand sanitizers that smell great and are amazing for your body and, you know, don't toxify you like the alcohol-based ones do. We also have the organic shampoo, the organic body wash, the organic deodorant. It goes on and on. All of these are set to sell out. It's going to be months till more comes in, and they are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping. And we have Brain Force, the great brain focus nootropic, 50% off free shipping. All supplies last. It all ends Wednesday night. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
History is happening all around us, and we intend to not be spectators in the bleachers, but we intend to be gladiators in the arena. And so I'll start this broadcast. This March 31st, Wednesday, 2021, global transmission of the Alex Jones Show with the great trust-busting anti-globalist president, Theodore Roosevelt, the man in the arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. And later, after Roger Stone leaves us at the end of the next hour, I'm going to spend a segment on SpaceX had another rocket blow up, but they've also gotten the only heavy lifter, bigger than the Russian heavy lifters, bigger than the Saturn rockets that Wernher von Braun designed, the biggest heavy lifter in the world with the biggest payload into space successfully, and they had over, what was it, 7-8 spacecraft blow up before they did that. NASA had the same thing. They'd have 20 spacecraft blow up for boosters before they got that done. That's what this is about. And nobody else is willing to do the risk. Not Bezos, not Virgin Atlantic, not the Russians, not the Chinese. So Elon Musk is willing to do it. And every time one of his rockets blows up, they're like, oh, look, his rocket blew up. What the hell do you think we're doing here? You think you like, you know, when you're 5 years old, get into boxing and you don't get your ass kicked 50 times before you become a badass or learn boxing in for you? But see, Musk has won a bunch of the heavyweight championships of rocketry now, so it's not like all his perseverance didn't pay off. Another SpaceX spaceship prototype explodes during high-altitude flight test, and the media is calling him a loser, as usual. No, the losers are the people that point their fingers at people that are doers and say that we're the losers. No, you are the losers. Okay, let me break this down for you. If Congressman Matt Gaetz, son of a big, successful billionaire, wasn't well-spoken, wasn't pro-Constitution, didn't have courage, wasn't a fighter, I would not give a damn about him. He'd be like an old shoe. I'd throw it away. And if any evidence of him screwing kids came out, I would absolutely come out against him and say he should be put in prison. But he's not Joe Scarborough, found with a dead girl in his office with her brains bashed out, who then's a good globalist and gets a show on MSNBC with the daughter of a famous war criminal, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Mika. And so I made some calls to some very well-known people and that know Gates very, very well, and I got the inside baseball on what's going on. I'll reveal it next hour. But there's no crime being a young man and a playboy and over the years dating hundreds of women. This is a Donald Trump-type deal. And the story itself's a fraud, and the extortion is a fraud, and it's not true. And so if Matt Gaetz was on the Lolita Express with Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates and Bill Clinton 28 times, and they had 15-year-old girls on there, I'd say put him in prison for 100 years. But trying to claim there were women saying they were 25 years ago who were really 17 at a party that he was at is not enough for me to turn against Gaetz, especially when the Democratic Party's doing this, and especially, I'll reveal for the first time here, I went to the FBI a few years ago when somebody tried to extort me who I hadn't had sex with. And I talked to the experts. I said, you got to go report it. I went and said, hey, I'm being extorted. Here's the text messages. They had five agents in the room. I mean, let me tell you, you try to extort my ass? I know the FBI's corrupt. Point is, I go right to them, so it's on record that you tried to set me up. You tried to, I mean, let me tell you, they got people. They got the media will give people money to say anything. They paid people $20,000 to say, I walked around the office and grabbed a goldfish out of a fish tank at the office and ate it. There's never been a goldfish here, and I like fish. I would never kill a goldfish. That's ridiculous. I got dogs. I got cats. I got fish. I love animals. I don't think goldfish tastes very good. I mean, I'm a seafood guy. It's fresh, and I've caught it, or it's lobster. Or, you know, it's a good whitefish or whatever, but, you know, I'm not. But the point is, the level of lying. So when I've been accused of wearing swastika tennis shoes and killing people's goldfish and crap like this, I tend to not believe the stuff I hear and take it with a grain of salt. But I've made some calls, and what you're hearing about Gaetz is pure bull. He doesn't even know if he, from wild parties he was at over the years, if he doesn't even know who this woman is. And I have the same damn thing. You get invited to some condo, there's 30 people at it, you don't even kiss anybody. And then you got somebody saying, you give me $100,000 and I'm going to say what you did to me. And I'm like, hey, FBI's on speed dial. Hey, I'm coming in right now. But I'm telling you, man, this is what happens when you're successful and you're famous, and it's crap. You try to extort me, I'm going to try to get the FBI arrest your ass, because it's not true, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even speed in my car anymore. I used to, I gave my dad, or he's buying, he says, my Hellcat that I love so much, but I press it down to 100 here and there in the middle of nowhere, 150 sometimes, you know, when nobody's in the car. I just don't need that in my life. My dad loves it, though. So I'm driving along in my truck in the slow lane now. My kids are like, God, Dad, you're like Grandpa. Yeah, well, I'm thinking while I'm driving. I don't even speed anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I am Mr. Dudley Do-Right. The cops pull over and say, have you been drinking? Yeah, I had a half bottle of wine. Boom, you're arrested. Why I tell the truth? Because I've gotten neurotic about it. It's a power. The more I tell the total truth, the more I can't even twist things anymore. Because I used to lie my ass off when I was a teenager. Did you steal $100 out of my wallet? No, Dad, I didn't. I'd have the vodka and Milwaukee's Best hiding in the bushes outside of that party that night with those college girls that were coming over when I was a teenager. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm here to tell you that this Gaetz stuff is BS, and Roger Stone's made some phone calls. I'll leave it at that. He's joining us at noon today. And he, of course, is good friends with Matt Gaetz and worked with his campaign. And he's the guy that got Gaetz on the show the time Gaetz was here. I like Gaetz. Gaetz has got courage. Gaetz is strong. The enemy doesn't like him. And, again, we catch him with, you know, 12-year-old girls at Lolita Express. Well, we want to call for his, hell, how about execution? But you're not going to find that, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to find that. So we're going to be looking at that exclusively today. G. Gordon Liddy died. We're going to be breaking all of that down as well. There is so much more that we're going to be discussing when we get into Matt Gaetz. And we're going to use this to make it about the Clintons and to make this about Bill Gaetz. And the minute Matt Gaetz talks about Bill Gaetz, and the minute he talks about Epstein, they're going to drop this like a hot hand grenade. And that's what needs to happen. So as soon as I sussed out people that have talked to Gaetz, and Gaetz has been honest, twice says, no, I don't know this woman. No, I don't know if I ever had sex with my underage. That's not what I do. I just know these Democrat lawyers, former Justice Department official, wanted $25 million at $4 million increments, and my dad wore a wire for the FBI, and I can't believe this is in the New York Times, because the FBI was getting ready to arrest these people. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It is just incredible. So that's all coming up so much today. But we've got huge news on the global government, world ID, run by China. Biden is adopting the communist Chinese tracking system for the apps, for the face scans. This is a total world government takeover with the UN and communist China. That means the Rockefellers, Rothschilds run the UN, partnered with China, pincer attack against us. We've got so much to break down. And Hillary attacking shameless gun worshippers. Oh, you worship guns when you're running sex slaves out of Serbia or Bosnia or taking over Libya and killing a couple hundred thousand, or the Arab Spring killing over a million and shipping guns in fast and furious out of the U.S. to Mexico and other areas, you murdering monster. Or when you make jokes about how you got pedophiles off that raped a little girl so bad she could never have children again because they ruptured her cervix, cramming giant flashlights in her. I mean, you know, she's like laughing about how much she enjoyed hearing about the rape girl. You're a monster pig going to hell. Burn in hell, Hillary. Burn in hell. I pray you burn in hell. Burn in hell. In the name of Jesus Christ, Hillary, please burn in hell. That's not blasphemy. I mean that. Jesus, please, please rid us politically and lovingly and liberally of Hillary.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Hillary says we worship guns. We really worship guns? And the other question is, what does she really worship?
The opportunists on the other side, like Cruz and his ilk, they know better, and they are in the position of trying to keep people really riled up and scared that sensible gun legislation like we had in the 90s for 10 years will somehow undermine their rights. Well, what about the rights of all the rest of us? The rights of us to go to work, go shopping, go on dates to the movie theater, go to school, for heaven's sakes. What about the rest of us? You know, democracy is the balancing of interests and rights. And unfortunately, at this time, the gun worshipers have a huge advantage because of the filibuster and because of their shameless exploitation of people's unwarranted fears.
Unconfirmed.
Yes, we came. We saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, oh, I'm sure it did.
Well, there you go. Hillary attacks shameless gun worshippers who are against sensible gun control legislation. You know, you can go to the UNIDIR UN website, you can go to their own statements. They want to take all the semi-autos, that's over 80% of the guns, semi-automatic hunting shotguns, everything. They've taken the guns everywhere else in the world, except Switzerland, and a little bit in Australia and a few places. Mexico has a total gun ban, the highest crime rate in the world, hundreds of thousands dead. And we maybe have a couple hundred people die a year in mass shootings. It's like 200 on average. Hell, you get 14 black males wrongfully shot each year that are adjudicated wrongfully. Maybe 100 black males shot by police, that's maximum. Oh, it doesn't matter, you got like, you know, 3-4 million blacks aborted each year, that's okay. Or tens of thousands of blacks shoot and kill each other, that's okay. But oh my God, if a white cop does something wrong, let's burn everything down. Because the media uses that as a distraction from the real things that are going on. Hillary funded the Arab Spring, overthrew our allies. Millions died. Over a million died. Destroyed Libya. Destroyed Egypt. Destroyed Syria. Because she had the more sophisticated bombs and guns, and she didn't want anybody to be armed. She told Gaddafi, famously under Obama, you turn your guns in, you invest $20 billion, that was over half their GDP extra, in our companies, and we will, you turn your weapons in, and not just nuclear weapon precursors, not just chemical weapons. He gave them his artillery. He gave him his heavy weapons. He gave him his jets. And he was like trying to go to meetings with Obama at the World Stage, trying to shake his hand. And Obama would shake his hand. He'd kiss their ass because he was literally giving all the money to the people there. Women in college, everything. He was funding all of Africa. I mean, Gaddafi, compared to them, is an angel. And they set him up when he gave the weapons up. He let Western intelligence in to run everything. He said, I want to be with you. And they used it to set. They didn't just kill him. They could have killed him. And had the country. They wanted to blow it up. They wanted to wreck it. They didn't take him out back and shoot him in the head. They blew the whole place up. You can look at the photos of Libya 1 year, Libya the next year. Destroyed. And that's what happens at a higher level. He had heavy weapons, gave them up. They annihilated him. We have guns, give them up, they annihilate us. Oh, it's our religion. No, our religion is knowing you're a liar and we love God and hate you. Our religion is knowing you're a fraud and want us disarmed, you witch, that you have bodyguards, we don't. Hell, I have trouble affording armed security here, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But I have limited security, and it's hard for me to pay for. And I'm a guy that has some money. The average person can't pay for bodyguards. They have to have guns themselves. And how dare you do that, you monster witch. Now, when we come back, Biden is launching the Mark of the Beast. China is the model. It's official. I have the mainline headlines that China has the model for the world ID. Oh, you can't have all these other people with their vaccine passports. We've got one that China has that the UN's adopting, that Biden's adopting. Did you hear that? Not just a national ID, not just a medical ID, not just a tracker system to leave your house or have a job or go to a restaurant or go to an airplane or a bus or a train or a boat. But now China runs it. Just like Apple 3 years ago moved to China. I was in Reuters saying we gave the control keys to every Apple user to China. That's what you do when you're based in China, close quote. But it's okay if they're running death camps. China has main access to the main death camps, the slave camps, with millions in them. That's mainstream news. But it's okay because they're liberal, you see. It's like, well, it's all right. I mean, it's so trendy. So here is Marjorie Taylor Greene, the future of the Republican Party, voted in 75% of the vote on vaccine passports, talking about Hillary's religion and Biden's religion being the mark of the beast. Call it what it is. Here it is.
What should not be put over all of us is something called a vaccine passport. A vaccine passport that Americans would be required to have in order to travel, to go to events, to buy and sell. Now, how are they wanting to push this on to Americans? They are talking to private companies, big corporations, big powerful corporations that will enforce these policies on you. Because you see, if Democrats pass this law, well then, what will all of us say? We will call them communists. We will call them fascists, right? These are the names we will call them. But if the companies do it, then it's a company policy, and they're just saying, oh, this is to keep everyone safe. When you fly in their plane, you need your vaccine passport. Oh, if you're going to come into the football game or the baseball game or the concert, you need your vaccine passport because we're trying to do a good job to keep everyone safe. This is what the Biden administration is trying to talk to these private companies into doing. Well, let's analyze that. You see, it's still the same thing. It's still fascism or communism, whatever you want to call it, but it's coming from private companies. So I have a term for that. I call it corporate communism. These are private corporations who thrive on capitalism and have, through the free marketplace here in America, have become successful and are doing well selling their goods, selling their services, selling their products. But yet they are adapting these communist policies, just like the Democrats are, and they are pushing them on us through their private companies.
Bingo, bingo, ding, 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 ding. The globalists call it crony capitalism or corporate fascism, but the true term is corporate communism. Before Xi Jinping, the last leader, said, we are the ultimate form of capitalism. Our communism is capitalism. You know, what does that mean? Well, Obama went to Latin America and said, we need one country that's communist that works with capitalists. That's the new system. Well, it's just called slavery, folks. That's all it is. And so that's what they set up. And it's corporate governance where all the corporations get together and the restaurant association globally says, QR code for a menu. Now, QR code, somebody's had their vaccine to come in your door. And now it's the buses, the trains. It's corporate governance, removing the people's elected governments, bringing in corporate governance. That's what the libertarians missed is, these corporations are acting as governments and banding together with governmental control, just like a foreign group of pirates invading. So libertarians are like, we're free market. Oh, look, the Vikings are here. They're not a government. They're about to kill you. Yeah, they are. So you got to organize some government to counter the barbarians that are literally pulling up the Vikings. See? We'll be right back with huge news. Stay with us on the border.
I cannot remember the time that I did 50% off on Emerson Essentials because these are private labeled, top of the line, organic oils, essential oils, organic hand sanitizer sprays, organic
shampoo, organic deodorant, organic body wash, and more. And so there's not a lot of markup in them. So when we do 50% off, that is almost a loss leader. With free shipping, ladies and gentlemen, it is a loss leader. You can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but they're selling out quick, and I'm doing this to introduce people who have been on the fence to Emmerich's Essential. This is part of the big mega blowout sale. It's got to end on March 31st, 2021, in just a few days as of me taping this. So take advantage of it, experience it. Emmerich's Essential is part of the big mega blowout sale, and free shipping on select items at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes great gifts as well. So thanks for your support. Thanks for visiting InfoWars Store. You've kept us on air. These are great products you need, so please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide as we are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I've been doing for 25 years in this time slot. About 24 in this time slot. 16 years with the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. On air, 27 plus years. All right, let's get into it right now. This is not about making fun of people. It's not about putting people down. But if you don't do that, it doesn't get their attention. Sometimes you got to hit a mule upside the head with a 2x4 when it won't get up out of the ditch and get back to the barn. I'm going to leave it at that. One time we'd done surgery on a horse out in the middle of a field, and we were done, and we had it tied down, and we got it done for a large animal that had fire ants all over it because they'd come over where we were at. They were all over. The horse was pissed, didn't want to get up. And we had it all over its eyes. We're trying to get the fire ants off. We had to do this C-section really quick. And we just had to get a piece of PVC pipe out, start beating it in the ass to get it up. Didn't enjoy hitting the horse in the end of the ass with that PVC pipe. We had a cattle prod in the back of the truck, too, but took about 2 minutes. It got its ass up and went back to the barn with its owner watching us, trying to, you know, help us get it up, trying to pull it up. And so when I do this, it's not with enjoyment. Like when a horse breaks its leg at the Kentucky Derby and they shoot it, you know, you're sad its leg's broken. Just most of the time they're so heavy, they're so powerful, it's hard to mend a horse's leg. It never really comes back. This is not an exercise in animal cruelty. It's an exercise in reality and animal husbandry. But I digress. We have a perfect example of why they hate Marjorie Taylor Greene. Because she's a listener of this show, and so are others, and they're educated about how the world works, and they can see it for themselves. And they see the corporate communism, how they've created monopolies for themselves. And now the big corporations want tyranny for all the rest of us, and they're using classical forms of tyranny with technocracy to dominate us. Now, the Republicans are told, oh, be afraid of her, stay away from her, because if they adopt what she's saying when she won by 75 percentage points, the highest record in years for a Republican to be elected to Congress, the past record was like 69%. She topped that by 6 points. What was she saying? There's a new world order, a Chi-Com takeover. Corporate communism, they're coming for your guns, they're destroying the border, they're the enemy. Let's do something, let's stand up. That's what you do when you're under attack. And sometimes you got to get a piece of PVC pipe out. Nice little piece of PVC pipe. Will it be better for the horse to die? Because it weighs thousands of pounds. You're trying to get it up, it won't get up. But see, oh, that's politically incorrect. Okay, let it die then. See, that's the left for you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, we saved the baby horse, the colt. So, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, people ask, well, why were you doing it on the old field? Because the horse wouldn't get its ass up and go to the barn and do the surgery in a nice little padded area with little hay down there. That's, again, that's not how the world works for your liberal fantasies when you grow up in your high-rise buildings, think you know how everything operates. You got a horse covered in fire ants with a colt's head sticking out its rear end, and they're both going to die if you don't get it out. You got to cut it open. You got to get the colt out. You got to sew it up, and then you got to get the horse up. We can't even admit we're on our side dying with fire ants all over us. So we don't have any hope. But see, those are real life lessons. And you know, I did the same damn thing to cows. They act just the same when they're in the middle of the field. You're doing a cesarean on them with come-alongs, a lot of times jerking those calves out. But let's continue here. I'm not a cool guy like the governor of Virginia that actually keeps babies alive and harvests their organs. That's liberal and good to keep babies alive and kill them. To save animals is bad. That's how the left brain works, you understand? The left's brain. But since I've hit that, she's going right to the chase with what's going on. She's cutting right to the issue. And if we cut right to the issue, it's game over for them, ladies and gentlemen. But if we just debate issues all day and debate their claims and sit there and have their arguments, we don't have a hope. So let's get to it right now. Here's a perfect example. Our crew's on the border. The UN organizes this. George Soros is in Reuters. He's an AP years ago, paying for the camps with taxpayer money under Obama. Trump killed the funding 2 years in that Obama had still had grandfathered in. The same groups hitting Europe with the Zodiac boats and the ships and the millions pouring in. $1,000 debit cards, $3,000 debit cards with no names, bags of cash, U.S. aid packs from the State Department. And we exposed it, and Lou Dobbs exposed it, and Sean Hannity exposed it. They have articles saying this doesn't exist. This is insane. Fox News should ban them from the airwaves. Even though it's like saying Madison Square Garden is in New York City. It's an absolute damn fact. Or the Washington Monument is in Washington, D.C. Or the Goodyear blimp's a blimp. Grass is green. The sky is blue. Because if you ever have a real debate, it's game over. Instead, oh, there's no migrant surge. Remember last week? The Washington Post, New York Times, all of them. There's no surge. There's no crisis. And the Republican addled, aging senators are still debating all of that with the media. And they're down at the border going, look, there's a crisis here. You need to admit it so we can fix it. Fix it. Biden said surge the border. Biden helped set up the UN centers. It's a damn attack to break the border. But we can't ever even get to what's actually happening because you're too busy debating the Washington Post telling you that nothing's happening. Like debating whether they're coming for our guns or not. Hillary, nobody's coming for your guns. Just turn them in. Here's a Newsmax article. Ex-ICE Director Homan administration designed surge to permanently break the borders. Bingo, 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 bingo. And he goes through it all right there. Of course, they said they were. Oh, but Senate Republicans dropped epic video proving border situation is in fact a crisis. So we're all just busy proving there's a crisis. Like your leg's cut off, you have a debate about while you're dying. Well, is it cut off or not? Well, my blood's all spraying out. Oh, sorry, I'm dead. Well, I was busy debating whether it was happening or not. I'm dead. It's this sick game, like this drag queen story time pedophile run. I don't know, almost all the leaders have been arrested being pedophiles. And we just play this idiocy. So here's the Republicans debating whether there's a crisis or whether the sun came out this morning. Here it is.
Tomorrow night, 18 senators are going to be traveling down to the southern border to see firsthand the crisis that is unfolding. Our friends in the media right now are not allowed to come. We want the American people to see what's happening. But Joe Biden doesn't want you to see that.
We're so overwhelmed with traffic here in the Rio Grande Valley sector that there's just nonstop flow of people coming across illegally, mainly children, family units.
Senator Cruz and I invited our colleagues from the United States Senate to come down here to see what we had a chance to see and to listen to the experts, namely you, on what's exactly happening here at the borders.
We're here to listen. We're here to learn. We're here to see with our own eyes exactly what is unfolding, the tragedy that is unfolding.
Okay, so let's stop there. They got piano music. The Republicans are all smiling like they're movie stars, like they just got the play in the high school play, like they just won, you know, to be the homecoming king and queen. And they're lightweights. You know, Cruz is okay. At least he's smart. But they're all still lightweights. You have to attack the whole thing head on for a globalist breaking of our borders run by the UN, replacement migration, an admitted plan to bring in a political group you control. Say it all. And that's how you beat it. That's how you get 75% approval ratings and voting ratings like green. That's how we got so popular is the truth. People are sick of filtered crap. The video goes on for 5 more minutes. I mean, it is just, oh, music and oh, the poor children. We got to get them processed quicker. We got to, nothing about the UN, nothing about world government, nothing about Biden saying surge the border, proving he's behind it, nothing about calling for his impeachment, nothing about calling for his indictment, nothing about child smuggling, nothing, 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 nothing. But a bunch of Republicans, we're here to prove there's a crisis. It's like having a man on fire. You're like, hey, is he on fire? Well, let's debate it or not. Are we hit him with a fire extinguisher? God almighty.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leftists out in the open admitting they want our guns, they lost the gun control debate. And as soon as we get everybody to admit it's a Chi-Com globalist takeover with COVID-19, game over! Instead, Republicans play the game, they wear the damn mask, they do the kabuki theater, and it's disgusting and it's out of control. And I just told you those large animal vet stories. I worked half a year one time when I was kicked out of high school for fighting for a year for a large animal vet, or I guess about 8 months. Then I worked a few summers before that, and this is a standard procedure because when a cow or a horse is dying, when it's having a baby, and fire ants have been biting it for hours, you get out there, you're saving the cow, you're saving the horse, you're saving the calf. Sometimes you can't save the calf. There's fire ants all over you. You've got a scalpel. You're helping the vet cut as fast as you can. You're going into the uterus. You're trying to pull the calf out this way or that way. You got come-alongs, you know, that you use on a truck to try to get the baby out. I mean, it's hellish. Or you just shoot the animal and they, you know, drag it off and coyotes eat it. And that's when the farmer does that. When the farmer decides to save a horse or a cow, it's because they called you. Is it inhumane they shoot the cow or the horse when they're covered with ants? No, are dying? No, that's getting them out of their pain. But this is what goes on in this country. What goes on all over the world. And I use the analogy of America's like a horse down, covered with ants. And if you don't get the horse up, you can try to grab its bridle, you can show it range cubes, you can pet it, you can get mommy there to beg it. Well, by the time you get there, they've been trying to get it up sometimes for a day. It's just covered with ants. And you tell them, you need to go ahead and shoot your horse. Oh, no, we like old Betsy. Grandkids love her. You got to try to get her up and you get her going. And you just go to work, folks. And then you sit there and you go, okay, you're going to help me beat the horse. You got it up now. And you're sitting there with the owner beating the horse's ass to get it up. Is it fun to do that, or you just cut the country loose? That is the point. Finally, the damn horse gets up. You don't even feel good after you beat it, sometimes for 5 minutes, or a cow. The trick people learn, though, is just dogs around the ranch, they're not afraid of. As long as you got a down cow that won't get up, you got to bring a dog that doesn't know. They'll get up real quick for a dog. But again, this is the little tricks out there for people that want to save cows and horses. And so I went off into this whole jag. I'm sure the Animal Liberation Army, you know, or something will say I'm being mean to animals. This is the real world. They'd tell you, let ants eat it and let it die over 2 days instead of saving it. There's like, I forget what verse it is in the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. Where the man's going down the road and the horse, the mule won't walk. So he's beating it. And all of a sudden he looks in the road and there's an angel right there. That's why the mule wouldn't keep going. But the stories of trying to get horses and cows moving are legendary in every culture. And that's just the reality of this. But I'm done talking about that. I got a lot to hit, a lot to cover, a lot to go over. But those are true stories, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, they're true stories. But they were good learning experiences. Very good learning experiences. But see, the left never gets their hands dirty. They would just, I'm not. They just pull up and get the hamburger at the restaurant. They don't want to know anything about where it came from, none of how it was done, what people went through to bring it to them. They just don't want any responsibility. And it's why they're domesticated. It's why they're stupid. It's why they're dumbed down. Now, Roger Stone is going to have the inside scoop. I've got, from my angles, my sources that talk to Gates. Gates has been on the show, but I haven't talked to him in years. And we got a pretty good picture of what happened and what's unfolding. This is deep state globalist extortion. Is he a playboy? Was he at some parties with wild girls years ago? Maybe. He truthfully does not remember or does not know. But this is extortion. This is a dirty trick. Bare minimum. So we're going to be looking at that and using this as a teaching moment about how he can take this attack and turn it around against him. And if he does that, well, he'll be able to bring the globalist to justice and expose the fact that he is innocent. But we'll see if Gates listens to us. That is coming up here in just a minute. But he's got great enemies, so we like him. He's got a lot of courage, so we like him. Slip against election fraud and gun grabbing, we like him. And then after Roger leaves us, the big vaccine news. Here it is. Battle rages over vaccine passports. Republicans are up in arms over the possibility that businesses and local governments may require vaccine passports for people to get access to certain activities, buildings, and events. Wow. I mean, it's only Mark of the Beast, total control, run by China, absolute fraud, corporate governance. I mean, it's just a giant leftist power grab over society, holding everybody hostage. The answer is boycott all their systems immediately. Oh, but of course, CNBC, mutations could render current COVID vaccines ineffective in a year or less. Epidemiologist warns that works for Big Pharma, so you've all got to have 10 shots a year, of course. Variants fuel increasing hospitalizations and lockdowns in Canada. More lies, more martial law, more fraud, more BS. Experts warn failure to rapidly vaccinate the world creates dangerous opening for COVID mutations, even though the actual literature says the COVID vaccine can create the actual mutations. And it goes on from there. We've got so much that we're going to be breaking down, but they really get to why they're really doing it. L.A. Times journalist says vaccine passports are good to break the resistance down for a world ID. And here's a big one. This is a big one by Jamie White at InfoWars.com that needs to get out. Biden COVID team considers using Chi-Com-based tracking app that allows businesses to deny unvaccinated Americans. Yes, and the Chinese are going to run it with their Huawei and the rest of it. Man, the end game is here in a big, big way. But, oh, Joe Scarborough, found with a dead intern with their brains brassed out, slams idiots who oppose vaccine passports. They're living in ignorance and stupidity. Yes, because we don't trust out-of-control Big Pharma with liability protection. That is all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And the big question is, can Vegas recover from COVID? Von Mises Institute on InfoWars.com. whether you want Sin City to recover or not, the only place you can still see George Strait. It's kind of important. Whether you want to recover or not, everybody's under this attack. It's a service economy under attack. They call this, oh, you won't be industry, you'll be service. You won't be farming, you'll be service. You won't be an artisan, you'll be service. And now they're saying you're obsolete, you're non-essential. And so it isn't that COVID caused them to go bankrupt. The fake lockdowns caused the bankruptcy and the shutdowns and the closings. The fake lockdowns caused extra 10 million to starve to death. So whenever somebody says this happened because of COVID, no, it happened because the COVID used the Chicken Little fear to drive that system. So we'll be laying all of it out coming up. And as I told you, Roger Stone next hour, a lot of exclusive intel on G. Gordon Liddy. You know, Roger was the youngest plumber, the only one not to go to jail. What a piece of history Roger Stone is. And, of course, he'll speak to Neil Caputo and so much more. And we're going to look at the Matt Gaetz situation. It's all coming up in the next hour. A Biden supposed infrastructure plan is to shut down our infrastructure with carbon tax and so much more in the next hour. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about something that's very exciting, and it's a great deal. It's apples and oranges, but this is amongst the best deals you're going to get if you want a satellite phone, because you can either pay $700, $650 to $700 for the same sat phone and then buy the minutes on a card, or get the phone free and then do a year program and just pay for the minutes and a little bit more for the minutes than you normally would if you actually had to buy the sat phone. I think this is the best deal out there. It's InfoWarsPhone.com. When the cell towers go down, along with the power failure, satellite phones will still work. Cell phones are always tracking and logging everywhere you go and everywhere you say. Satellite phones do not do that. Satellite phones work in every extreme remote location. So as long as you can see the sky, your phone will work. They have antennas and things for the house and the car as well to make it work inside. The Alex Jones Special is a free satellite phone with only $99.95 per month for 150 minutes per month. And by the way, everybody can call you for free. This should cost you the minutes you already have when you use it. No charge receiving calls, again, from other cell phones or landlines to your satellite phone. So call me. I can't call you unless it's an emergency. I have one in my car now and my house. Car antennas, home antennas are all available. Stay in touch with loved ones during any national or international emergency. InfoWarsPhone.com or 941-9550. That's 941-955-1020, 941-955-1020, and ask for the Alex Jones Special. And then separately, this is the last day of the free shipping on Emirates Essentials, on all of the iodine products, on Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, on all the iodine products, and, of course, on Cabachill regular and extra strength, and a lot more. That sale will end tomorrow morning, as I promised, because so much stuff is already sold out. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I would get your orders in. Oh, and a little piece of news you might want to know. It just came back in after being sold out. Even though it sold out so quick last time in 2 weeks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, your liquid multivitamin with amino acids and minerals, 40% off and free shipping is the new special, InfoWarsStore.com, right now. And it won't last long because I'm keeping it discounted, and that funds the InfoWar. Oh, and I almost forgot, 50% off on activated charcoal toothpaste also ends today. And free shipping on it, that makes this a loss leader. You get just this and free shipping, we lose money on this. Okay? So InfoWarsStore.com, try it out. It's an amazing toothpaste. My dad, a retired dentist, designed. All right, hour number two with Roger Stone, the inside intel on Matt Gaetz, and more. Stay with us.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.